My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, we've learned a lot, and there's a lot more to learn because things are always changing. Many of us have been around the industry for a long time. I think a lot of us figured we had a pretty good handle on it about 25, 30 years ago. But I don't think any of us had any idea where it would be going and where the state of health in this country would be going as well. Because it's not just to use products and supplements and eat a healthier diet and do all those things. But we have to remember that a lot of times we have let ourselves get run down to the point where, you know, we are struggling to get through the day. Most people want to feel better than they do. Most people are not healthy. Most people are wishing there was more energy and they slept better and they had less pain and they were more active and more flexible and more mobile and could think clear and weren't sick all the time. And, you know, we didn't have skin problems and digestive problems, but we have all of these things going on. And of course, there is no way to fix everything with a magic wand. We have to make change, you know, and little changes along the way can promote really huge monumental differences if we take the time to just kind of realize that it's time to make a change. We really shouldn't wait until every single part of our body breaks and falls apart. You know, even if you're really healthy, it's a great time to make some changes to become even healthier than you are. Most of us do, though. We do, though, wait. Obviously, faint. Let's talk about it. Let's be honest. We wait until there's something wrong for us to get focused in that area. And that's usually the way that we usually do it. I mean, we're human. You know, it's human nature to wait till something falls apart to get interested because we've got too many other things going on. Our plates are full. Our lives are busy. And to be able to have to make changes in things mean we have to upset the apple cart and move things around and make changes and get out of comfort zones. And it's difficult. I found that this show, now well over 35 years going, has, you know, seen changes and seen structure changes and format changes. But what I've done over the years continuously and consistently is try to bring as many things as we can to show the complements and the alternatives that are available, to teach us how to learn and ask questions and have better dialogues with our families, our coworkers, our friends, and our medical practitioners, to let us know that there are things available out there and that if you didn't know about them, it maybe stimulates your appetite to do some research and at least ask some questions. This is the Staying Healthy radio show. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I bring you the best guest in the industry, and my topics, I promise, are always the most relevant as they relate to today and today's world. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes good sense. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They are Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. So longevity definitely on their side. They try to make sure that what's going on and what we're doing and what we're learning and what we're asking and what people need to know is always there at the store. They carry the best of the best products, always the top of every category. A fully packed store with the most knowledgeable staff, great prices every single day, and that feel-good peace of mind feeling that you finally have met some people that could be your go-to people when it comes to health. And that's an awesome thing. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, read all the industry articles, leave your email, and you'll be able to start getting things like newsletters and informational tidbits, as well as coupons and all kinds of other good stuff that they're just putting into place on their webpage, as well as, you know, just a layered effect of great information. If you even fiddle around on the webpage for a while, you'll see it's pretty layered with information, and you can answer a lot of your own questions in one place. Don't forget about their Facebook page. Give them a thumbs up and stay connected to the store every single day. Well, today we're going to be talking with Audrey Ross. We're going to be talking about products from Country Life and BioChem, and awesome products that are represented by Audrey as she travels around the country and trains and lectures and educates. Background of my guest, Audrey has been with Country Life for over the last 8 years and is their senior national educator. She joined their team with an extensive 25-year background in the natural products field. For 10 years, Audrey ran a successful naturopathic consulting practice in Texas. She worked with patients on basic health needs, conducted seminars on general nutrition, weight loss, how to manage chronic health challenges, stress reduction, label reading, and how even to, you know, select the proper supplementation. Additionally, for 3 years, she worked with several medical doctors in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, providing nutritional consultations for some of their more challenging patients. Audrey has taught multiple continuing medical education credit courses for medical and dental assistants in Texas and Illinois, and has a passion for education, especially in the natural industry. She's also worked on the retail side of the industry, managing and opening several vitamin departments for a major vitamin chain. She co-authored a book on female hormone management, is a frequent guest speaker on numerous radio shows throughout the United States, and conducted countless public lectures on health and wellness. Her passion for education and knowledge has helped her bridge the historical divide between allopathic and naturopathic medical practices. Help me welcome my guest. Hey there, Audrey.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How's the weather in your neck of the woods?
Well, since I'm in New York, it's a little chilly, and they're talking about snow. I'm on Long Island, so they missed the big brunt that came through, but they're teasing us that there could be snow later part of the week. So hanging in there.
You know, it's interesting. I was in Washington last week, and I actually saw a snow flurry, first one I've seen in a while. Obviously, I was raised in Michigan, so I'm used to snow, but I just haven't seen it for a while. So when I looked out the window, it's kind of like, okay, then.
You know, it's every once in a while, but you don't want it every day.
No, and you live out here, so your blood's going to get as thin as everybody else out here, too.
Yes, it's pretty cold here right now. They're saying, oh, it's not that bad. The sun's shining, and it's 22 degrees. That's cold.
Let me ask you a question. When you think of, when someone asks a question about protein, and as you're traveling around, obviously that's a question that comes up a lot, and there's also a lot of confusion with protein. Why do you think supplementing protein to the standard American diet is important? You would think that we're getting enough with all the things we're eating.
Well, and that's what a lot of people do think, is that they're getting enough protein. But it's not how much you consume. It's how much of those amino acids that your body can actually utilize. So when you consume, say, 20 grams of salmon, you're really only getting a bioavailability amount of amino acids of about 14 grams. And people don't realize that. The number of protein grams you need is based on your weight and your activity level. So according to National Institutes of Health and American Personal Training, or whatever those people are, all those websites about sports, health, nutrition, National Institutes of Health, there's a rule of thumb to figure out how much protein you really need. So on the days that you do not do weight-bearing exercises, you don't go to the gym, and you don't have to, you know, lift, bench press 250 pounds. It's any type of weight-bearing exercise that you do. On those days that you do weight-bearing exercise, you need to take your weight times 0.8, and that's how many grams of protein you need to actually allow your body to function. Protein is not just for muscles. It helps with neurotransmitters. It helps with the immune system. It helps so many other components of the body, enzyme production. Every single cell in your body has protein in it, and it needs amino acids. And, you know, I wish we could rename all these proteins on the shelf as amino acids because that's really what you're looking for. So when you say you weigh 150 pounds and you are doing your moderate weight-bearing, whether it's 10 pounds, 5 pounds, 30 pounds, whatever it is, whenever you do weight-bearing exercise, you need approximately 120 grams of amino acids bioavailable. And so many people don't get that. On days you don't do weight-bearing exercises, you need 0.4 grams of amino acids to meet your body's needs. So at that 150-pound person, on days you do not exercise, you need 60 grams of protein, not all at one time, but throughout the day. So when you look at your protein consumption, you may think you're getting enough, but what your body can actually use, that 60 grams, is based on bioavailable amino acids. Now, that's why I love whey protein isolate specifically, because it's a one-to-one comparison. If you take 20 grams of whey protein, you get 20 grams of bioavailable amino acids, plus immunoglobulin and lactoferrin to help support your immune system. So looking at people when they say, oh, you know, I thought you were supposed to get 35 grams of protein a day. Well, that's for a very light person, weight-wise, who's not working out. So we talk often about when, you know, someone's of a larger size and how we do different supplementation. Protein is one of those things that is very critical on that. So we as consumers think we eat a lot, but we're not getting high quality, and that's what the body needs to function. And I really think that that's why people are feeling kind of sluggish and just, you know, I'm eating a good diet, I'm not eating the sugar, what's the problem? And I would venture to guess that 75 to 80% of those people are not getting high-quality protein to meet their needs.
You know, I think over the years, you know, there was a time, you know, we go back quite far, both of us in this field, and, you know, there was a time when protein was even spoken about, it was always in the weight loss or bodybuilding or muscle enhancement departments, and, you know, hardly anybody else ever went to that department unless you fit that genre. And now today, we're talking about protein for everybody. You got people recovering from therapy or surgery or chemotherapy, and their doctor's like, increase your protein, get usable protein, get things you can digest, build your muscles, build your cells. You got to rebuild. You're not getting enough in your diet. And today, we have a lot of people that are choosing to bring protein in because they're eating a diet where they're not having a lot of protein in their diet. So they've chosen to use protein as their vehicle. You know, these powders, these beautiful powders today that we did not have years ago. I remember so far back that the only protein at one time was a glandular protein, and it was basically ground up powdered liver and thymus and that was all they had. And, you know, see how far we've come today.
Thank goodness, huh?
Yes.
and I do agree with you, because when we look at our needs, and again, I go back to protein is not just for that bodybuilder or for that recovering after surgery, but protein is necessary for everyday function of every single, for it to function properly. And also, as people age, and my parents are in their late 80s, and I have them supplementing with the whey protein isolate because it's easy to incorporate in their limited diet that they have right now. Plus, they notice a difference in their energy level. And as we age, a lot of times we have trouble digesting proteins, like if we eat a steak or if we ate fish or other types of protein, our gut system is not digesting the same as it did when we were in our 20s. So people who age, and we see a lot of this as far as muscle wasting as people age, that's really the problem. They're not getting enough quality protein to maintain the muscle mass. Now they lose muscle mass, then they have a propensity to fall, therefore break something, and then we have a whole other situation. So protein today has gotten a different name, a different recognition, I'll say. And the problem that I see in the field is the misconception about whey protein versus plant protein. And unless you're vegan, you can do whey protein because our BioChem whey protein is vegetarian. It's AVA certified vegetarian because it is a byproduct of milk. And with our whey protein, it is dual filtered. People sometimes will say, oh, I've tried that whey protein. It tastes funny, and it doesn't mix up very well, and it's kind of lumpy. That is not the case with the BioChem whey protein isolate. It is dual filtered. It's like double sifting flour. And it's not a blend of different types of whey protein isolate. It is a dual filtered whey protein isolate. And I challenge people to always look at the back label, the supplement facts panel, and see what's on there. Because a lot of protein companies will blend different types of protein. They may blend a microfiltered protein with a hydrolyzed protein, with an ion exchange, or even with a whey protein concentrate. So be very cautious about what you're doing and very proactive in reading labels because you are in control of what you put in your body. And the BioChem whey protein isolate is so easy. My parents use it. They mix it up in their oatmeal in the morning for breakfast. And then sometimes have a smoothie in the afternoon for a snack.
You know, when you start bringing protein in, you know, like I said, once again, stepping away from the thing that we usually associate with it, you know, muscle building, a lot of people will tell you, and if they're much older, they will tell you, I'm stronger. I feel like I have more strength when I'm moving and when I'm sitting down, and I feel like I'm able to steady myself a little bit more. I don't feel as weak in my muscles. You know, this is all really good stuff. And sometimes I think that we forget that fueling your body with really good quality food can really make a difference. And if you're absorbing it, that's even better. Now, we are also fighting uphill battle today because a lot of people have a compromised gut, and the protein needs to be in a form that's easy to digest. Otherwise, they're spinning their wheels. So they may not be able to digest some of the proteins in food form very well, or they can't chew really well, you know, but they can drink protein smoothies and walk away with amazing differences in the way they feel.
Oh, most definitely. And it's evident in my parents specifically, because I was visiting them the first part of January, in strength level. My parents are not exercise. I mean, they're not exercise people. They are retired. They're just kind of enjoying life right now, watching, you know, birds and watching the animals in the woods and, you know, that type of thing. But I have noticed since they started incorporating the whey protein isolate every day, whether it be in their oatmeal or whether it be in a smoothie, my dad can get out of his recliner much easier than he used to 6 months ago. My mom, you know, she's now baking again. Well, she was just too tired to do that. She just totally lost that energy to bake. So it does make a difference. It is over time. It's not going to happen overnight. But to see the improvement in their overall health is amazing just by them doing that every day. Now, it was not an easy task to get them to do it every day because it was out of their routine. But once they got it in routine, and that's what it really comes down to, you get it into your daily routine, after about 30 or 60 days, look back on how you used to feel. It is amazing. And that's the uniqueness of BioChem whey protein isolate. Because of the dual filtration, it mixes easy. You can use it in so many different things. It tastes great. And that's one of the things that I like about it, because I can put it in a shaker cup and go. I don't even have to put it in a blender. It's very easy to mix up. But it makes a lot of difference as far as your overall cellular health, because those cells that need amino acids that are found in whey protein, and whey protein has the exact amino acid profile of the human body, necessary, essential, and non-essential amino acids. The body thanks you for it because it works more efficiently, and it can do its repair and do what it needs to do. Maybe it is making hormones. Maybe it is making enzymes. Maybe it is making neurotransmitters. Maybe it is building muscle. We don't get to tell our body what to use it for, but we do need to take it. And I think a lot of the muscle wasting in the elderly is because they don't digest their food as well as they used to, and they're not getting enough protein. So if you don't consume it, guess what? Your body's got to find amino acids somewhere, and it takes it from the muscle.
You know, I have a friend and his mother, they use quite a few of the Country Life products. And, you know, we had talked protein. Her oncologist, you know, had talked to her about her mom having protein because her mother was really weak during the therapy. And you know, so I know she went to Stay Healthy and she picked up some of the whey isolate protein and she got the sugar free because her mother's diabetic. And she said, is it going to taste really good? And I said, actually, it's really good. I said, I was pleasantly surprised. And with none of that aftertaste on your tongue. So he had her giving her mom like two or three little shakes a day. And she just did it in a shaker bottle, you know, mm-hmm. and she shook it up really good. Once in a while, they throw some fruit and stuff in. But her mom really liked it. She loves vanilla, you know. So in the evening time, she would make one. And the doctor said, go ahead and throw some vanilla ice cream in there. I don't care. You know, and she said, well, what about her sugar? He said, just throw a little bit in there just to give her the flavor. So she did and didn't really affect her sugar that much. But within 1 week of adding that every day, her mother was so much stronger and she bounced back from her next set of chemo, which, of course, is very devastating to the body. And everybody goes through it. I don't care how big or how strong or how old or how wise you are. Chemo can take you down. Uh-huh. And she did really well. And by her third or fourth round, she started bouncing back. And I really do think that protein is so powerful and so amazing for our body and so building and supporting. And I just think a lot of us are still maybe learning that for the very first time.
Oh, it's most definitely true. And people started shying away from whey protein because they thought of the casein and the lactose. And people do have challenges with that, not a question. I know that there are those challenges. However, with the BioChem whey protein isolate, that's gone. That dual filtration process eliminates that. That's why I tell people, always look at the back to see if it's blended with any other types of protein, because they could include some of those things if it's not dual filtered. So I always challenge people that say, oh, I'm lactose intolerant, I can't do whey protein. Have you tried the BioChem whey protein? No, I've tried all those other whey proteins. I don't want. Have you tried BioChem? Give it a try. You will be pleasantly surprised. I have so many people that when I go back to a territory or something, they'll say, you're right, that BioChem whey protein didn't upset my stomach like something else. And we'll go to the can and we'll look at it and we'll find out that it was blended with a whey protein concentrate, which is full of casein and lactose. So just looking at the label and knowing what you're putting in your body is so important. But you can go to the BioChem whey protein isolate without a doubt. You know that it's going to provide you high-quality amino acids that your body can absorb and utilize and make the best of those amino acids, whether it is to build muscle or whether it is to the neurotransmitters or whether it is to make hormones. So your cells will say, thank you for giving me this wonderful amino acid profile.
Now, when we start using the protein, is there a best way of using it? And the reason I ask this before we, you know, we get to the half point of the show here, you know, a lot of people are not smoothie people. Some people are. Some people like adding it to yogurt instead. I have a friend that will not do a smoothie, but every day, you know, he will take a half a cup of Greek or kosher yogurt, plain, add berries and chia and ground flax and protein and mix it all together and eat it while he's getting ready in the morning. And I mean, I think the delivery system still works the same way. I think you're still getting it in. Is it okay to do it however you choose? I mean, mixing it with food and, you know, I have a friend that, you know, they like to mix it in their oatmeal or they mix it in with their cereal. I mean, is there a better way or just get it in?
It's called get it in your system.
All righty.
However you do it is fine. And I always tell people, you don't have to go to the blender and blend up the smoothie. You do it however you can take it. It will do you the best good if you get it in your body. It will do you zero good sitting in the can on the shelf. So okay. However you can get it into your system, whatever is most convenient for you. Some people carry, my brother is one, he puts the powder in a shaker cup and takes the shaker cup with him to work. And midway through the day, because he works in construction, he mixes it up with just water and has just shake it up with water in his little shaker cup. And then he'll sometimes put it in his oatmeal. My parents do it in their oatmeal. That's about the only way I can get them to do it consistently mm-hmm. is in their oatmeal because they like the flavor it makes in their oatmeal. And then the shakes in the afternoon, sometimes they do it, sometimes they don't. Just depends. But they don't do a blender. They just do a simple shaker cup, put a scoop in, they split a shake. So if you want to get creative, awesome. If you want to keep it simple, awesome. If you want to blend it in food, fantastic. Just get it in your system.
You know, I have a friend that was in a car accident, and she had broke her jaw, and they had to fix it and do all the work, and it was basically going to be wired shut for like 3 weeks. And she's already on the lean side anyway, but she was losing weight so fast. And she said, what do you think about using some whey protein powder? I said, I think it's a great idea. So she went home and she started mixing it with a little almond milk, and she was putting a cup of heavy cream in there for the calories and blending it up with peanut butter and molasses and frozen fruit and blending it up. And so she started drinking that during the day, and she loved the taste, well, obviously. And she was having 3, 4, 5 of them a day. And she stopped losing weight, started gaining some weight, and actually sustained it until they took the brace and the metal out of the mouth that had it wired together. And she said she thinks it really did save her. And she had tried a couple proteins that she thought was good. And she went to the store, and she said that she talked with Rosie, and I guess Rosie recommended this whey. She asked for a whey isolate. And she loved the Biochem. She really did. She thought it really sat well, and she said that she liked it because it actually did not taste like protein powder used to taste.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I hear a lot is, this tastes different.
Yeah.
This does taste different. It's like, yeah, well, it does. It because of the dual filtration, and that's really what makes it unique. And now we've got the W plus, the dual function one. So if you do want to have something else in there, whether it be the coffee berry for caffeine, the input support has got curcumin in it, which is amazing as far as how it works in the system. And then we've got one with the protein and collagen in it. So it's actually a whey protein isolate and collagen. And a lot of people are thinking that when they take their collagen protein, they're getting amino acids. Well, they're getting 4. You have 20. So it's not even close. So people are a little confused about that as well. So whey protein isolate has all 20 amino acids, essential and non-essential. So that's what makes it so unique and so easy for the body to absorb and utilize.
We're talking with Audrey Ross today. We're talking about Country Life and Biochem. Of course, both lines are at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. We've been talking about the whey isolate protein. These beautiful new, well, they're beautifully packaged. You'll look for the dark blue packaging and you'll find them at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. A quick break. We'll be right back with Audrey Ross. And don't go away. Stay tuned.
From a leader in the sports fitness supplement market for over 15 years and the number one whey protein brand comes an even cleaner whey protein. Now from grass-fed cows and completely non-GMO ingredients, Biochem's 100% whey is made from a purifying microfiltration, ultrafiltration process that results in a totally natural and high-quality, undenatured whey protein isolate. Crafted by the gluten-free manufacturer, this delicious protein is soy-free and packs 20 grams of protein in a smooth, easily digestible powder. Blend with milk or water for a great-tasting shake, or sprinkle into your morning oatmeal for a fortified breakfast. Whichever way you most prefer, Biochem is the perfect way to add protein to your diet. Find us at your local health food store to try any of our delicious protein products. Choose from our flagship 100% whey flavors, vanilla chocolate, or natural. Or try our organic whey, sugar-free berries and whey, greens and whey, or vegan protein products.
Country Life Vitamins. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Radio at Charleston.
Millions of Americans eat gluten-free, but did you know that if you follow a gluten-free diet, you may be deficient in certain essential vitamins and minerals? Country Life Vitamins has the answer. Country Life Vitamins is the first supplement company in the United States to have our complete line of products certified gluten-free. That's over 500 products. Serving the natural products industry since 1971, Country Life stands behind our commitment to ensure all of our products are certified gluten-free, crafting for you hundreds of high-quality, gluten-free supplement offerings. Ask for our high-quality natural vitamins like our Coenzyme B Advanced for increased energy or our Flexable for joint health at a health food store near you.
Country Life Vitamins. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Radio at Charleston.
Does your multivitamin come from real food? Experience the goodness of real food with a multivitamin crafted from over 40 fruits, vegetables, legumes, sprouts, and other organic foods. Real Food Organics. From the moment the seed is planted in crop-rotated fields to the time it's sealed in our iconic amber glass bottles, Real Food Organics adheres to USDA organic quality standards so you can be assured that you're getting the best of real foods from real farms. Nothing artificial and nothing genetically modified. That's right, Real Food Organics is non-GMO. By combining fresh, raw whole food ingredients with probiotic cultures and fermenting and freeze-drying this mix, we're able to deliver a product we can feel good about calling real food. Look for a USDA organic logo and choose a whole food multivitamin made from real food from real farms. Real Food Organics.
Country Life Vitamins. Available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Radio at Charleston.
All right, we're back. My guest today, Audrey Ross, is with me representing Country Life and Biochem, and we've been talking about protein powders, of course, all of their products available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location. They're also the oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas in their fourth decade in the Valley. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday night. 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. So, Audrey, when people think protein, do you think it's good that they usually think whey?
I think unless you're vegan, whey protein is the way to go because it's so easy for the body to absorb and utilize. You have two components in whey protein that you will not get in plant protein no matter how hard you try, immunoglobulin and lactoferrin. Those support the immune system, and those are only found in whey protein. Now, you can try to add them in, but the molecules are so fragile that they're not going to happen. So if you are not vegan, then always go to the Biochem whey protein isolate because of the dual filtration. If you're lactose intolerant, give it a try because you'll be pleasantly surprised. Lower calories. So there's a lot that you want to go with, and it's just so easy for your body to absorb and utilize those amino acids. Now, if you are vegan, we've got a great new line of vegan proteins that are out there. We do have our standard vegan protein, which is pea, hemp, and cranberry. But our new line, our new plant line, people are trying to get more plant-based nutrients in their diet. It's unique because it's a fermented pea and rice protein along with a water lentil, which is not a bean, it's an aquatic plant, and then pumpkin seed protein. So this new protein line that we have, the vegan, it's called Plant and then the Plant Plus. It's got a big P and a P plus on it. These are unique because a lot of challenges that people have going with plant protein mm-hmm. is that gas and bloating.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from the cell wall. I mean, you have to break down that cellulose within the cell wall of the plant. And a lot of times that will cause gas and bloating. And people have challenges with broccoli and cauliflower, those cruciferous vegetables, because of that. They have problems with pea protein. That, you know, they want more pea protein. It's really close as far as amino acid profile. Not exact. It's whey is, but close. But then taking the pea protein, it tastes gritty, and it causes gas and bloating. And you really have to take more of it because your body doesn't absorb as much of it. So we worked for 3 years to develop our new plant line. And with the fermentation process, the fermenting the pea and rice protein with the mycelium, which is the root part, not the cap, of the shiitake mushroom. So that is the fermenting medium. The shiitake mushroom ferments the pea and rice protein, breaking down the cell wall, releasing the abundance of nutrients, getting rid of the grainy, gritty taste, and allowing the people that want to do the vegan lifestyle to be able to have this wonderfully smooth-tasting protein that provides almost the same bioavailability. I mean, within 2 points, almost the same bioavailability of whey protein. So you don't have to consume as much. And we've got the straight vanilla, and then we've got what we call the P-plus. We've got the P-plus lean, the P-plus smooth, and a P-plus joint. Now, any vegan out there should race to stay healthy and get the P-plus joint because it is the only vegan protein supplement with an ingredient, a DNA-verified botanical called AuFlex, that is like a little plum. It's grown in Africa. Auflex actually has clinical studies that show it helps with joints and knee discomfort post-exercise and helps with bone development. So any vegan out there, go ask Marge or anybody at the store for the P-plus joint. You have a phenomenal new protein drink that's also going to support your tendons, ligaments, and joints. Amazing.
You know, you hit on something that's really good. And we kind of alluded this before when I was talking about you couldn't digest, let's say, a steak or chicken because your gut is compromised. There are a lot of people out there that sometimes in the food form, number one, don't get enough vegetable protein. They don't get enough fruits and vegetables in their diet, or they can't digest fruits and vegetables very well, you know, so they need to search somewhere else. So you've been able to allow people to get the power of plants in a protein powder. That's pretty neat.
It is. And the two really unique sources of protein, the fermented pea and rice protein, and then the water lentils, the aquatic plant, those are unique to the industry. And their amino acid profile is, when you look, compare it to whey protein, it comes so close. It is almost scary. Now, as I said, plants do not have aminoglobulin lactoferrin in them, so that is not going to be in there. But the amino acid profile of your 20 amino acids is so close. It's really amazing. And blending them together with the pumpkin seed protein, and pumpkin seed, the pumpkin seed protein comes from the actual seeds, not pumpkin seed oil, so there's no hexane extraction. It's a very gentle extraction of the protein, of the amino acids from pumpkin seed, which also provides your zinc and some fiber. So each of the P and the P-plus protein options have got 4 grams of fiber in them as well. So that helps with our fiber intake, and that's a whole other topic on how we're deficient in fiber, and that also affects our gut health. So, but this new P and the P-plus line really has a great taste, and it provides that easy-to-absorb amino acid profile.
How about the gas? I mean, you did talk about this for a second. Somebody just chimed in and she said, years ago when I used to try plant-based proteins and things, and I did a lot of soy and things, I remember that. And said that it gave me terrible gas. You know, my digestion is better now. I eat better. I take enzymes. I do all the right things, Jeff. But I really do want to bring plant protein in. I mean, I'm just wondering about that.
That's where that fermentation process makes such a big difference. Mm-hmm. Breaking down that cell wall. Remember, when you ferment things, you break it down, almost pre-digest it. And pea and rice protein are very strong ingredients for amino acid profile, but that gas and bloating was always the challenge. I would say try the P or the P plus, one of the dual function ones, and see how that works. I think that person will be pleasantly surprised that there isn't that gas and bloating that you normally get when you take a plant protein. So that's why that uniqueness of that fermentation really comes into play here for people who want to add more plant-based protein to their diet.
Now,
if you're not vegan, it's okay. You can take them too.
Now, I just had somebody said, I went and I looked at them at the BioChem site while you guys are talking. What if I want the mood and the lean? Can I mix them?
Yes, you can. Now, I will tell you one thing about the lean. The lean has Capsimax in it, which helps with the cayenne pepper, so it helps with thermogenesis, so it helps the body's metabolism. That one we did add a vanilla cream flavor to because of the cayenne pepper, so technically that one is vegetarian, not vegan, but if that doesn't bother you, that's why it's in there. The P plus lean and the P plus mood, you can mix them together half and half, one and one, do one in the morning, one in the afternoon, whichever you want to do. But yes, most definitely you can mix them together.
Okay. And you know, you can try, let's say, the mood one time, maybe the flex the next time, maybe the lean. We're always going to have one that works better for us individually. You're going to always get good benefits, but you know, it's like using a really good multiple vitamin. There's going to be one that you take and you're just like, wow, this is my soulmate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And what I would recommend to people, too, if they're not plant protein consumers, water it down a little bit extra, because plant protein is thicker than whey protein, just because it's got your fiber in there. Remember, whey protein has no fiber in it. The plant protein has 4 grams of fiber. 4 grams of fiber doesn't sound like a lot. Let me tell you, when you mix it in a liquid, 4 grams of fiber makes the difference. So, you know, you can make the consistency however you want to. Some people like it thicker, and that's fine, too. It's how it's going to best suit you, and that's what's so unique about the BioChem line, whether it's the whey protein or the plant protein. If you like it thicker, that's great. If you like it thinner, that's great. If you want to jazz it up, you can. If you want to add berries, go for it. If you want to add peanut butter, fine. So versatile, but yet so nutritious. And that's what people need to look at, those bioavailable amino acids, and that's what's critical.
How do you feel about, boy, I've had 4 people already chime in on this. How do you feel about using this for kids in the morning as a shake or a smoothie for kids?
The plant protein is okay if you're not in a vegan lifestyle, if you're doing more vegetarian. I would do the whey protein for kids. It's just easier for them to get down. Doesn't have the thickness to it that the plant protein would have. But if they like the plant protein, by all means. It is a great thing for them to start the day because they are constantly turning over and rebuilding cells and growing. They need amino acids so desperately. And it's not in Cocoa Puffs. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. So this is a great option for them, especially if they'll do smoothies. The whey protein isolate smoothies with some berries thrown in there, make them a little smoothie and drink it on the way to school, whatever. So nutritious. Amazing for them.
The other thing is, what if you wanted to use this to replace meals? Could it be, which one would be better as a meal replacement, the whey or the plant or either or neither?
Depends on what you add to it.
Okay.
Neither one of them are designed to be a meal replacement because they don't have the fat in there. You have to have fat, carbohydrates, and protein to be a meal replacement. So technically, it cannot be called a meal replacement. But you can jazz it up to make it a meal replacement. You can put in some of that peanut butter, even if you do the powdered peanut butter. You can put in some chia seeds. You can put in some fruits. You can, and I'll sometimes do some greens out of my garden and some fruits and the protein and blend that up together. It's just however you want to do it. It technically cannot be called a meal replacement because there's not the fat in there. So to be a meal replacement, you have to have some good fat. So that's where you can add the peanut butter or the almond butter or the almond milk sometimes will have some good fats in. Some people will add coconut oil. Whatever you want to do to make it more of a meal than just the protein. But you have to have those to really call the meal replacement.
Somebody wants to know if they can mix it with coconut water and fruit and fiber.
Certainly. Okay. Like I said, however you can get it, however you want to do it, it will do you no good sitting on the shelf. You have to be able to consume it. So if you want to mix it up with whatever your favorite recipe is, I mean, there are people that really go crazy and they'll put frozen berries and greens and chia seeds and flax seeds and yogurt and almond milk. And I mean, it's, to me, I want to keep things simple. Let me put a little bit of unsweetened vanilla almond milk and a scoop of my protein, shake it up in my cup and go. I'm pretty simple that way. If I'm home on the weekends, I might jazz it up a little bit more. But however you want to do it, that's the versatility of them, and it makes them so wonderful to be able to do that.
You know, this is funny. I have a mom. She says that my kids are really fussy, but they need protein. She said, so I make the healthiest pudding I can. And when I put the pudding in, I stir in the whey protein in with it. And
That's fantastic.
She said they don't see me doing it. They just think that that's the way it's supposed to taste. God forbid they ever get real pudding somewhere else. she said, but she goes, this way I get the protein in them. And the little bit of sweetness that's in there, she goes, because I make natural pudding. She said, so I'm hoping that this is okay. Is it okay as a carrier?
Awesome. Okay. Fantastic. What you want to hope for is that when they go to get some other, what she will call real pudding, that they go, ew, what is this?
I like this. Here he goes. Says, I'm having surgery next week, and my doctor told me that I will be eating broth and oatmeal, puddings, Jello, and smoothies to recover for 2 weeks because I can't have heavy-duty food on my stomach. Would one of these be good for that, and which one would be better, the plant or the whey?
The whey. Uh-huh. The whey protein with immunoglobulin and lactoferrin will support the immune system, especially post-surgery. Also, you can mix that up in whatever else you're having, the pudding, we just talked about that. Oatmeal works great in oatmeal. And then you can just shake it up in a shaker cup. So, yes, the whey protein isolate only. The plant protein post-surgery could maybe be a little bit heavy because it does have the fiber in there. So I would go with the whey protein because of the immunoglobulin lactoferrin specifically and because it's so smooth and so easy to mix up in anything.
Okay. Is a smoothie with one of these proteins in the morning, and I like to load mine up heavy with fruit and all the good stuff, is it enough to be able to take my vitamins with it, or do I need to wait to take my vitamins with my first meal? That's a good question.
That's a good question. If you jazz it up and mix all the stuff up in there, then no, you should be able to take your vitamins with it, no problem.
Especially the ones that that Country Life makes, because they're already basically food.
Mm-hmm. But real food organics in there. I mean, we've talked about gastric bypass patients and how
yes.
they can crush up the real food organics and mix it with the whey protein isolate, and they've got everything all there.
I heard from another friend of mine. I'm glad you brought that up because I wrote it down, and, of course, I forgot where I put it. a friend of mine had gone in for gastric bypass, and I didn't know. I haven't seen her in about a year because she's been traveling, and I finally ran into her, and she looks incredible, and she's exercising and doing all the right things the way it's supposed to be done. She said that after the surgery for 2 months, her hair started falling terribly, and the doctor was giving her these, you know, vitamins and stuff, and they upset her stomach. And she said she was tuning in one day to a show when you and I were talking just about that, about the customer that was using the Real Food Organics, smashing it up in a little yogurt and taking it down a couple times a day. So she said she ran in, picked some up from Marge, and got some protein and started mixing her own things with that, powdering them down, mixing with a little yogurt, a little protein powder, and having it a couple times a day. And she said her hair stopped falling within about a week. And she said not only did she feel incredible, but she had so much energy and finally felt amazing that she pushed herself to really start doing the exercise. And it's been about a year now. She's lost well over 125 pounds.
Wow,
and she's at her ideal weight right now. And still doing all the good stuff. And she still, now she just takes the vitamin every single day, powders it down, and takes one or two of them in her yogurt in the morning. And she said, it's routine now. She goes, it's just part of my day.
And that's what it is. It's about getting in that routine and doing the right things in that routine. I mean, we are creatures of habit. So if we get in a routine of doing this and doing the right things, the better you feel, the more you want to do it the right way.
True.
And because of the Real Food Organics multi and the whey protein isolate, you're getting so much nutrition in just a little bit. And that's one of the things with gastric bypass. They have a very small stomach to work with, and they've bypassed, that's why they call it gastric bypass, they've bypassed the normal digestive system. You want to have things that are basically pre-digested and ready to be absorbed. That's why you've got the whey protein isolate and the Real Food Organics multi.
Remember, Country Life products and biochem products, everyday low prices at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. So definitely check them out. Awesome products, really well priced. And, you know, you're getting some amazing quality mixed up with these great products. How long has the Country Life and the biochem companies been around now?
Country Life has been around for 47 years. Mm-hmm. Biochem has been around for about 20.
Wow.
And, you know, everything, like you said, the industry has changed so much. But Biochem was one of those unique lines that came into the protein set. We talked about in the beginning, those glandulars, the livers ground up and all that kind of stuff.
Ugh.
They were one of the first to get in there and realize that there's more than just that available. When you look at the cheese making process and that byproduct, that liquid byproduct has so many amino acids in it, and that's called the whey protein concentrate. That will have your fats, the cholesterol, lactose, casein. And then we started looking at how do we naturally get those out and leave the essence of those amino acids. And that's when the filtration process started.
You know, I think it's interesting that we're able to have the conversation now about this and just talk so freely about how proteins are and what they do. And this was really, really good. I thank you for this. And I know you're busy. Please travel back safely and try to keep warm out there on the East Coast.
Oh, I have multiple scarves and wraps and leggings. I'm prepared.
All righty. Yeah, the only problem with traveling in the winter is it's an extra suitcase just for clothes.
Exactly.
Well, be well. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. My guest today, Audrey Ross, representing Country Life and Biochem. Of course, Country Life and Biochem lines, you can see them at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out the everyday low prices on both lines. And, you know, look at some of these new proteins that they brought out. Not only did they bring, you know, good taste, but they also bring integrity and quality and absorbability and consistency, making sure that we have the availability of having things that we can digest. You know, we talked about, you know, today so many of us have compromised guts. And to be able to digest things a little better and maybe try another way of getting the nutrients and the things into our system like protein, you know, you probably will do a lot better using them in a powdered form where you can make a smoothie or add it to your, you know, oatmeal or yogurt or however you plan on using it. It's about being creative with our supplementation and our food and realizing that we truly are what we eat. You know, they've been saying that to us since we were kids. And, you know, today we are ending up being exactly what we're putting in, which is empty calories and trans fats and too much heavy, unhealthy, saturated fat and chemicals and preservatives and pesticides and all these things that we are spoon feeding into our system every single day. You know, so to change it up a little bit is a process. It's not easy. Our palates run the roost, and our palates are in charge. So we have to kind of fight and push back against it. But I guarantee you, a couple weeks into it, you'll feel the difference, and you'll wish you'd done it before. I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes sense. Not only are they Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley, but they are a store that makes getting healthy easier. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, the greatest selection of the high-quality products, high-integrity products with great prices attached every single day. So you get to get a lot of things all wrapped up in one. You get your questions answered, you get informed, you get educated, you choose from the best, and you leave with great peace of mind. And, you know, being here as long as they have, they've got the longevity and they've already got the great reputation. So that's an amazing thing. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out this fully packed store with full service environment and you'll be glad you did. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Give them a thumbs up on Facebook and you'll be connected to their great post every single day and you can communicate with them through there as well. And of course, their webpage, it's an industry-based site, so check out all the industry articles on the homepage that do change up frequently, so visit there and get your little update on information, relevant information for our health today, just by reading those couple articles that are always on their homepage. You can also enter your email and be privy to newsletters and coupons and in the know just from becoming part of their email campaign on their webpage, which is stayhealthylasvegas.com. Yeah, you still can. I remind you, remember, you can still print a $5 off coupon on a $50 purchase at their webpage. So that's kind of cool. Just go there, print it, and take it in the store and use it on your next purchase. I want to thank you all for taking the time today. Of course, thank you to Audrey Ross and Country Life and Biochem for bringing great information to the show. Everything we talked about, you can check out at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And remember, my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, where I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. Remember, if you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived daily on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Remember, the great thing about podcasts is you can actually listen to them again, send a friend there to hear a show that you heard that you know would be relevant for them for one reason or another, or you can just do it on a time schedule when it works with you, because we're busy. We can't always tune in at 8 o'clock in the morning, but once they're podcast, you can go back and listen to them when it's convenient. Remember to check out all the great protein powders from Biochem. You'll find them at Stay Healthy, low price every day. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.